This is July 2018 and Sayyid Ali Raza Abdi, a 46-year-old Shia ex-member of the National Assembly, showing solidarity with protesting civil society activists against the Election Commission's decision for allowing bad outfits to contest large general elections. And on Tuesday evening, this Shia lawmaker was shot dead in his car near his residence at Defence Housing Society, Karachi. A staunch opponent of Takfir in Pakistan, Abdi always voiced against bad outfits. His funeral on Wednesday was attended by federal and provincial officials along with other political and non-political figures. Although comprehensive operations against terrorists have been conducted lately and still going on, but the high-profile killing like this one casts doubt over the operations. Relying on federal and provincial government security, Abdi was driving home alone in his car when he was attacked. Prime Minister Imran Khan's Federal Minister for Maritime Affairs has this to say over his killing.
He was more like a brother to me, okay? I grew up with him. Our parents know each other since I was a kid. So although he was a high-profile lawmaker, ex-lawmaker, but he was also a friend and a brother. It is not over. The war is still on. And we will catch the culprit.
Despite these personal connections with Abdi, he was not given federal or provincial security, which set off strong criticism from opposition over the central government.
I think the incident that has taken place yesterday denies that claim. It seems to be a scam. A couple of days ago, PSP workers were killed in Rizvia colony. So I think the agencies that are responsible for maintaining or collecting information about terrorists, they should be active in doing that rather than indulging in politics, which is not their domain.
Well, it has been a failure all along, so this is nothing new. But the Sindh government and the people should have been there. They should have given, because he was already told that there was a danger. He was already, the threat was there.
Shia Muslims have been victims of a killing spree in Pakistan over the last three decades that they believe is the direct consequence of Saudi-exported Takfirism. Prime Minister Imran Khan's Justice Party came to power with the promise of change in free foreign policy that experts believe won't be so free after Islamabad's recent $6 billion aid request from Saudi Arabia to manage Pakistan's current account deficit. Muhammad Turi, Press TV, Karachi.